Are we recording? Can the internet hear me? Alan, why aren't you answering? Alan! I think Alan might have had a heart attack. He's very old.
No,
He's got a dodgy ticker.
He just had another Mr. Prickles.
You know what? I wanted to make a quick technical note.
Oh boy.
Can I say hello to the internet first?
I thought you did already.
Well, I was somewhat. I teased it.
Don't tease the internet. The internet doesn't like to be teased.
Internet, you know I love you. I'm here, internet. Hi. How you doing? Okay, Alan, go ahead. More hog.
We all use various means to convert our audio into Skype. Brita, for a long, long time, has used Skype on her iPhone and the regular earbuds that come from Apple.
Sure.
And today...
Because I'm lazy.
Today, Jay is using Skype on his iPad. Using the Apple earbuds?
I am.
The Apple earbuds. So,
yep.
He sounds better.
Are they the Apple earbuds with the cord or no cord?
With the cord.
I'm
both way too cheap to get the ones without the cord, and as opposed to the ones that come with the devices, I also lose stuff way too easily. Those earbuds would just vanish into space. Just boop. Bye.
Well, I want you to know that I've seen Alan wearing these cordless earbuds.
Oh, he must wear them everywhere.
No,
like a dude, bro.
Well, Bluetooth. I don't know if he does or not, but I've seen him with them in, and. Like, if you're facing him directly, like, you know, head on, just facing him, you know, face to face, it looks like he's wearing weird earrings from the 80s.
Like, because Alan they're and like, his big hoops.
I don't know what because a weird like, earring from the 80s looks like.
Well, okay, trust
Apparently
me.
Apparently,
they look
earbuds.
Like crappy 80s earrings. Like, because the earbud part is in his ear, but then there's like the part that extends down to like where your earlobes are. And if you look at someone head on, they look like, well, maybe it's just Alan, but he looks like he's wearing earrings.
I don't want to lose your love tonight.
Yeah. I think Alan should post a picture in the Facebook.
I don't think so.
Alan, do you need to take a selfie?
Nope.
Can you even do that? Like, I've tried taking a selfie. I suck at it.
Just have LaWeira to do it. I'm sure she's like an expert.
Probably.
Then it's not a selfie.
Well, no, because she'll
you take a selfie because, together.
Yeah. Yeah. She'll, yeah. She's never not in the picture.
I've heard that one of the secrets is to look slightly up at the camera, like hold the camera like slightly above eye level. So you have to look up so that gravity pulls your double chin back. And like, it also pulls back, like, you know, whatever jowl kind of issue you might have. I'm not saying you have jowls.
I guarantee I don't have a double chin. And if I had jowls, I wouldn't know because they're covered in beard.
Well, that is the trick to a good selfie. I've heard, I don't know.
Another trick to a good selfie is don't do it.
Relax. Don't do it.
Hire Oleg Volk and make him do it.
But then it's not a selfie.
But then you're naked.
That's true. Although that's a bonus. We're just saying.
I spent naked a long weekend at a house with Oleg, and neither my clothes fell off nor did he take a picture of me.
Well,
did he hand you a cat to hold?
Well, it wasn't his house.
Or perhaps an 1899 boar shot.
He didn't have a cat. He did hand me guns.
Oh, okay.
He has never taken my photo.
It's the world's loss.
Well,
we are all poorer for it.
Here's what happened with Oleg Volk. There was a lot of talk about him taking my photo and doing a thing and photo thing. And then it got weird with the whole prosthesis thing. And then I met him and where was that? One of the NRA things. I think it was Houston.
I think it was.
Actually. Houston.
And so I'm sitting in a restaurant, like stuffing my face with food. And I turn slightly to my right, only to find a camera lens like 2 inches from my face. I'm like, excuse me. What the fuck? And it was Oleg Volk with his camera lens like 2 inches from my fucking face while I'm trying to stuff food in my face, which is not a, you know, I'm not ladylike when it comes to food because I like to eat.
For Brita, it doesn't fucking matter. I've seen you stuff your face. It's all good.
Well, yeah, so photos never happened and I feel okay about it. Okay, story time over.
Story time over.
Story time with Brita has concluded.
But wait, there's more.
Oh?
Don't you have another story about your carrots?
Oh, you're going to lead with that?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
As long as I can avoid politics and stupidity, I'm going for it.
Okay, so I had a weird thing happen at work today. And
as opposed to when you have a normal thing happen at work today?
As opposed to a normal thing. Yes. It was a weird thing, but it happened within my own brain. So let me explain. So I have this patron who comes in and he's a really nice guy. He's maybe a decade older than me. I don't know. He's a nice guy. He comes in a lot and we chat at the reference desk, whatever. And he found out that I had a garden. And we talked about the garden and I told him, you know, he wanted to know what I was growing. Cause apparently gardening is like this mysterious superpower that people can have.
It is.
And he asked me, and it's not, you just put shit in the ground and you water it and you hope stuff comes up. No, no.
When I put shit in the ground, the only thing that grows is mushrooms.
Well, that's cause that's the bodies of your enemies, Jay. Cause they dealt with Sicilians when death was on the line.
So anyway, he was asking me what I grew, and I was selling, you know, peppers and herbs and tomatoes and beans. And I said, yeah, this year I'm trying to grow carrots. And he's like, oh my God, I love carrots. They're my favorite vegetable. I was like, oh, really? He's like, yeah, I eat them all the time. And I was like, oh, cool. I was like, but my carrots are purple. And he absolutely did not believe me. So I said, you know what? When my carrots are ready to be picked, I will bring you a couple carrots. And so you can see that there are purple carrots. And so today, he called me earlier in the week and he's like, what days are you working? And I told him, and he's like, all right, I'll be in on Thursday. And he came in today and I had picked a couple carrots for him. And this is a really long-winded story. I apologize. But, so I gave him the carrot. He comes in and I give him the carrots and he's all excited. He takes the carrots and I had pulled the carrots out of the ground and I hadn't washed them. So I put the carrot part in a brown paper lunch bag. And then out of the top of the brown paper lunch bag was, you know, the carrot tops, mm-hmm. right? So he takes the carrots and he's holding the carrots by the bag. And as he does that, the carrot tops fold over his arm like he's holding a bouquet. You know, like a bouquet of flowers. And all of a sudden I got this flash in my brain. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I'm having like this weird memory of this TV show where, and Jay might know this TV show, this weird TV show where they had like a beauty pageant and the winner of the beauty pageant, they would give like a bouquet of like carrots and rotten vegetables. And, you know, I thought, like, what the fuck am I thinking? Like, where did this come from? But
I got nothing. Sorry.
You got nothing. Oh, good. Okay, so
rotten vegetables.
Never saw this one either, but you'll get it when she tells you.
Okay, so I'm like, what am I thinking of? And I say to this guy who's like about a decade older than me, I said, you know, I'm having this weird memory. I was like, does this sound familiar to you? And I said, you know, beauty pageant, the winner gets like a bouquet of carrots and vegetables or something. And he's like, he's looking at me. He's like, wait a minute, that does sound familiar. And we're both like looking at each other like I have unearthed like this memory. And, you know, and we're both like, okay, what was that? And I said to him, I think it was the Gong Show. And he's like, I don't think it was the Gong Show. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to have to look it up. That's like the story of my life. I have to look it up because I have a thought and I have to look it up because I have to know the answer. But so I go on to Google with this random, like, obscure memory I'm having. And I go into Google and I type Gong Show carrots. literally, that was my search. I'm a professional. This is what I do. Gong Show Carrots. And I hit enter and I get the answer. And it's not the Gong Show.
Really?
Really.
So what was it?
It's called the $1.98 Beauty Show.
Okay, that I've never heard of.
You've never heard of it?
Never heard of it. Sorry.
Produced by?
What's his face?
Chuck Barris.
Chuck Barris, Gong Show.
Chuck Barry?
Chuck Barris.
Chuck Barris, the former soldier of fortune.
Oh.
Was he?
That's what he says.
Was he the dude at that dinner? Or no, that's a different guy.
Oh, God. So it was the $1.98 Beauty Show. And produced by Chuck Barris, apparently. And it was a spoof beauty contest where it was like kind of along the lines of the Gong Show, where it was really silly and goofy and ridiculous. But so I think it was like all women from ages 18 to 80 could participate in this beauty contest. And they would come on and they'd do their like talent show and they'd do maybe, I don't know, an interview. And then they would also do a swimsuit competition. And
80?
Right. Yes. And then at the end of the show, they would choose a winner and the winner would get like a plastic crown, rotten vegetables as a bouquet, and a cash prize of $1.98, which the host of the show would dispense from a coin holder on his belt. And the host of the show, Rip Taylor. And I'm sure I'm dating myself, but Rip Taylor, gay as gay.
Was he actually, though? He might have been one of those guys that was...
Seen Rip Taylor?
I have, but there's some people from like the 70s that seemed really gay that weren't.
No, I think he was in the Liberace category. He was
I was going to say, what was his name there? Lind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was gay.
Paul Lind.
Paul Lind.
I mean, like Richard Simmons level.
Yep.
Has Richard Simmons come out as gay?
No.
He had a breakdown.
All right, Rip Taylor is gay. And also, Brita, the moment, like, all you got to do is go to his Wikipedia page picture, and you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think Liberace wasn't quite that gay.
Liberace's over here going, dude, tone it down.
He's gay, but he's like of the generation that refuses to like openly admit, yes, I'm gay. And you know, whatever you do, you.
I think he's also dead.
He toured with Judy Garland. I mean, come on.
He is not dead.
He's not dead.
Now throw in Liza Minnelli too, and you've got the
that's gay trifecta. That's not a good dead. Pick for the Howie Carr death pool.
Howie Carr death pool.
So anyway.
This led to Alan and I thinking of a good topic for our show that is not politics.
Right.
What are TV shows that you remember that absolutely, positively could not be produced today?
The $1.98 beauty contest being prime example.
Yes.
Because it was all, I don't know, you can go look it up on YouTube, but it was totally superficial and sexist and.
Yeah. I used to watch it with my dad. I think my dad was kind of a little bit. He liked looking at women in bikinis, I guess.
Well, who doesn't?
Let's just say that about my dad. He liked the women's.
Well, I think the easy answer there is the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah. That is a very easy answer.
Yeah, that wouldn't play at all.
That is definitely, there's definitely a part of me with this whole like anti-Confederacy shit that's going on right now.
Right.
That always tugs on my heartstrings that. You know, little young weird beard, little young weird peach fuzz on the face. You know, I didn't know what the Confederate States of America was. I didn't know what that stars and bars on the General Lee was.
Right. Or General Lee.
I didn't know who General Lee was, and I did not even know what a Dodge Charger was. I just knew that they had an orangey red car with a cool flag on the top of it and
a horn. The horn.
Yeah, a goofy
horn. Which is Dixie,
horn.
By the way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way in God's green earth. Well, I mean, the A-Team, for that matter. One night, flipping through the channels, there's nothing on, and we stumbled onto Netflix on demand. Was it Netflix? Or I think it was Netflix. Anyway, one of the options was the pilot to the A-Team.
Wow.
And it was just vintage, cheesy 80s in all of its Technicolor glory. I mean, complete with George Pappard doing a Ching Chong Chinaman.
No.
There's no. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, that would never pass.
And I'm just watching this, and I'm like, there's no way you could put that out today. You got, you know, the character of Murdoch, and, you know, he's mocking mental illness, and, you know, you've got Mr. T doing his B.A. Baracus, I pity the fool. You'd be like, oh, that's a stereotype. And, you know, of course, all of the, you know, the Ruger machine guns that can't hit anything. Cars that explode, fly through the air, land upside down, and people just crawl out dazed. Just you couldn't do that again. You couldn't do that now. Are you kidding?
Nope.
Pretty much anything.
Yeah, there's another thing. I mean, so yeah, we got the whole like political whitewashing thing that, you know, that they talk about, which of course, by the way, let's be honest, when we've got, I mean, some of the whitewashing really kind of is or isn't or vaguely so, or, you know, let's, you know, going on the different source materials, characters, races, and origins change all the time. So having a different character name. But yet at the same time, nobody complains when Roland in the Dark Tower is now played by a black actor, actually my personal favorites as a James Bond fan, the best Felix Leiters are all the black ones. Like, so much better. He's a 6-foot blonde Texan in the books, but you know what? What's his name? The guy in Casino Royale.
Daniel Craig.
No. But the guy who plays Leiter.
The Felix in.
Yeah.
Oh.
I keep trying to say Jeffrey Rush, but that's the Australian guy. But is it Rush? He was the villain in Shaft.
Shut your mouth. Couldn't make that again.
Who was it?
No. No.
Jeffrey Wright.
Jeffrey Wright. Yeah, that's it. Jeffrey Wright. Awesome. And I forget the gentleman who played him in Never Say Never Again, the redheaded stepchild of the James Bond films. He was a spectacular Felix Leiter. And every single white fop that plays him in all the other ones is terrible. But yeah, so people change around races of characters all the time. And it's only a big deal when it's a non-white character getting switched over to a white character and not the other way around. Mm-hmm. But the one that I wanted to get to, though, that even me saying all that of the get over it fuckers was I'm still super duper upset with Fisher Stevens playing an Indian in Short Circuit.
Oh, my God. Yes.
That makes me uncomfortable.
Of all the things.
Especially given the number of Indian and Pakistani actors that are in Hollywood. Fucking spectacular Indian and Pakistani actors that are in Hollywood that could easily play the character.
That's what you're complaining about for Short Circuit, really?
Well, that's just something that just wouldn't happen.
Yeah, I think at this point, any show that used any sort of racial blackface, you know, like any, yeah, you know, any race playing another race would probably not fly today.
Mm.
Except they do it all the time still. They still do it. And, you know, I'm just going to throw it out there. They have non-disabled actors playing disabled people all the fucking time.
Oh, that's perfectly all right still.
Yeah,
but you are right. Like, I was actually just thinking about the fact that, like, Vin Diesel is, I believe, half black, though I think he's, I don't think he actually knows who his dad is, but that's kind of the
racist.
Wow. So he's black.
Ooh, oh, wow.
Yeah. Alan went there. I didn't, but yeah, but the big thing is that I was thinking about the fact that, like, oh yeah, until I like read an interview and where he mentioned, it didn't even occur to me, because it's one of those, like, he's got an absolute, you know, absolutely just his skin tone and facial structure and all that stuff. Like, he can play whatever he wants.
Right.
And he is Groot.
Hmm? Oh, is he? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So because you mentioned
and probably gay, speaking of.
Because you mentioned Short Circuit Weird, I had to go to the IMDb entry. Mm-hmm. Look at the picture they have for Steve Guttenberg. He is the professor from Gilligan's Island. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. I'm just saying.
Everybody rush to the IMDb.
Everybody's going to IMDb. And I'll be able to tell who gets it first.
Oh, my God. He is. Holy crap.
If you remade Gilligan's Island today, boom, Steve Guttenberg is the professor.
Absolutely.
And he can probably use the work.
Yeah, he probably can.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like he's getting, again, every time I try to find an actor that's just kind of fallen off the face of the earth, like even actors like Rick Moranis, who've allegedly retired, his IMDb page constantly is being updated. He's not doing anything big.
Hey, Steve Guttenberg was in Sharknado 4. Come on.
There's a lot of TV shows.
Oh, where was I going before?
Sharknado 4.
No, it's talking about Vin Diesel, but it was actually, it works out perfectly well for the score report. Is the bulk of Vin Diesel's roles, what race is he playing?
Who knows?
Jewish.
Italian.
Italian. Oh,
yeah. All of the that Fast makes sense. Furious,
Italians
Italian.
Are all dark. Anyway.
He's Italian in Boiler Room. I was trying to look up with who his character was in Saving Private Ryan. He certainly wasn't playing a black in Saving Private Ryan because in World War II it was still segregated.
He was Jewish in Knockaround Guys.
Oh, was he?
Yes.
My copy scratched at that. Vin Diesel. As Adrian Caparazzo. So, yeah, another Italian.
He actually looks quite a bit like Bruce Willis.
Ding! Yes.
Sorry.
But, yeah. So, I'm just saying, Jay, when I say you're black, it's because you are.
Dominic Toretto.
Dominic Toretto. Yeah, Italian.
Okay, so
holy do you have crap, one, Alan?
He's 50.
Is he?
Yeah.
Jesus. Well,
according to IMDb, I mean, he was born Mark Sinclair. That doesn't quite have the panache of Vin Diesel. Again, according to
Mark Sinclair, sounds like a porn star.
Really does sound like a porn star, of which he could do perfectly fine with. I'm sorry, but Vin Diesel's shit smells like warm vanilla ice cream or apple pie. I fucked that up. Yeah. I was thinking about his pecs.
Sure.
He's a good looking guy. I'd do him.
He's short.
Yeah, most of them are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why, how tall is he? Does it say?
Look it up. He's pretty short. Did you have one, Alan?
It says six even here on Wikipedia.
I did.
That's a lie. He's not 6 foot tall, that guy.
Uh-oh. We lost somebody.
What? Not me.
Jay?
Jay lost his iPad.
He probably just dropped it.
He'll be back.
Well, I was going to say there's a whole bunch of shows that were made in far more insensitive times that couldn't be made today. I watched that Little Rascals episode earlier.
That was, yeah.
The kid from Borneo.
Oh, yeah.
Which is...
I thought you were going to talk about the one where Spanky kills his wife. It'd be better if I knew which one Robert Blake was in Little Rascals.
Oh. Stop it.
Man. Well, he killed his fucking wife.
Yeah. But not as a little rascal he didn't.
Come on. That was only because his hands were too small to grip the gun.
No. Okay, for instance, Three's Company.
Ooh.
Couldn't be bad today.
Yeah, because he was pretending the whole time to be a gay guy.
Right.
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 And again, who cares about cohabitation anymore?
Well, it was risque back then. I'm also thinking any comedy show like that had Don Rickles in it.
Ooh.
Probably yes. Couldn't be made today. Like anything like Laugh-In or anything like that. The Smothers Brothers, even. I don't think they could do that. And y'all are going, huh?
Actually, I don't. I've only seen a little bit of the Smothers Brothers. Can you give me a little flavor on?
There was a banjo.
Well, so the Smothers, Smothers Brothers were a comedy duo. One played one was the straight guy, and straight as in
that'd be Dick.
Straight as in in comedy, not straight as in
yes. Dick was the straight man. Tommy was the nut.
Right, and most of their comedy was safe for primetime. But safe for primetime in the 60s and 70s was way different than now. I mean, they had stuff like, okay, for instance, The Love Boat could not be made today just because it's so fucking stupid.
That's true. Love Boat?
Do you remember that show?
Of course.
Yeah, there's no way they could make that today.
I liked The Love Boat.
I know, but they couldn't make it. There's no way. Nobody would watch it.
They watch The Bachelor, which is essentially the same thing.
You got a point. Yeah, you got a point. There's a Hollywood exec. There's a Hollywood exec right now that's going, fuck yeah, we can bring that back.
Well, they're going to make a reality show.
Oh, you know what? They're not going to make it as a TV show. They're going to make it as a feature length movie.
Oh God, no! That's beside an adventure. They already did that one
twice.
I'm thinking, what else could they? Well, something like the Gong Show. We already mentioned $1.98, and we kind of peripherally mentioned the Gong Show, but they wouldn't do the Gong Show now.
No, I think the Gong Show also and the $1.98 beauty show, I think they were intended to be spoofy and funny and horrible. You know, I think they were intended to be that way. You know, there's plenty of like talent competitions, right? They have
that's the big thing now.
Whatever. Yeah. Well, they're cheap shows to do, right? Because you have like an auditorium of people and like the hosts and then the rest of the people do everything for free, right?
But you're not going
to
find quality
have to pay actors.
You're not going to find quality entertainment like Have You Got a Nickel on TV today?
No.
But you
or
might
the Popsicle Girls.
That's the Have You Got a Nickel.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh.
You might get a president out of it, though.
Yeah. It has become that, really.
Yes.
So anyway, we didn't have topics this week.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. My internet just stopped working.
Oh.
So, sorry.
Is it working
now? It's
okay.
I'm glad you're back.
Yes, it is working now.
Are you sure? Are you sure we actually hear you?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
are you sure you didn't get like hit by a golf ball and this is all hallucination? And like you're in fact in a coma and your coma is just one long podcast.
Do you know what movie couldn't be made today for any amount of money?
Blazing Saddles.
Super Mario Brothers.
Super Walt Mario. Disney, Walt Disney's Song of the South.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I don't even think like, I think that they like disappeared that. I don't
they
think
did.
Even...
They never released it on DVD. They've never released it anywhere. It's they're like,
I occasionally have library patrons who come in and ask for it.
Allegedly you can get it in Japan because the Japanese horribly racist.
That's true.
This is true.
Yeah. Korea, horribly racist. They are. No, I will have patrons come in and look for that movie. And they always ask for it on VHS. And I'm like, no libraries have VHS anymore. Because, you know, it was not out on DVD. So I'm like, you know, good luck finding it. But no. But I equate them with the teenage boys who come in asking for the Kama Sutra. Oh, yeah. Which I can only imagine once they actually see the Kama Sutra, they will be very, very disappointed.
Yeah.
Or if they try to convince their girlfriend to engage in the Kama Sutra, especially some of the more ones that involve like servants and pulleys.
Assistants. You need a crew to make that one work. Oh, anyway. Children. You know, I'm surprised anybody comes in asking for that anymore. What with the internet and Tumblr. And...
Well, yeah. You always get one smart ass. They're always like, they come up to the desk. They kind of like are smirking at me like they're little smart asses. Like, oh, I'm going to ask the librarian for the Kama Sutra. Oh. And, you know, nothing fazes me. Literally. I have the best poker face you've ever seen in your life. Nothing faces me. So, yeah, they come up and they're like, you know, oh, teenage boy, I'm so clever and I'm so well-read. I'm going to ask for the Kama Sutra. And, of course, the Kama Sutra, we don't have a copy because it always goes missing.
Yeah, people steal it, I'm sure.
Duh. Yeah. And so I say, you know, can I have your library card? And they're always underage and they can't, you know, request books, but whatever. Nice try, buddy.
Don't you know you get just bribe a homeless man with money to buy you porn.
Yeah. Well, most kids nowadays they have phones, they have cell phones, Jay. And they are all looking at porn on their cell phones.
That's true.
So they no longer have
a How'd you know?
Well,
I mean
just saying. No.
Trust me, teenage males are trying to find porn always.
Well, it's very, very easy now.
Well, you need to make it stop.
You know, I'm gonna
give it porn, and no one gets hurt.
I'm gonna pull out my old timer hat out. And say, kids, these days, you don't know how easy you got it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Do you know how hard it used to be to get porn? My
God. We used to go out into the woods and into the sand pits where the high school kids would go drinking and have bonfires and go searching through for like rain dampened porno mags that some drunk high school kid had left behind.
Been there, done that.
That's fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody has a copy.
It was worth it.
Yeah.
Somebody, you got a friend whose dad had a subscription to Playboy or something like that.
Subscription.
Yep. Yeah. And,
yeah. Oh,
sometimes prescription. Yeah. Doctor's orders. Sometimes.
Yeah.
What?
Or the old standbys, the underwear section of the Sears catalog.
The Sears catalog, yeah.
In the outhouse, right? Right, Alan?
The outhouse.
Yeah. Hanging right there in the priv.
Yeah, that's right. Convenient.
or National Geographic.
Yeah. That was more of a, I don't know, like, oh my God, look at that. I mean, that wasn't, I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't consider National Geographic porn. More, I considered it more of a.
Teenage me might have a couple of times.
9 out of 10 would fap again. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying, like, I think we're all forgetting the sheer desperation and the raging hormones of being a teenage boy. I am so obnoxious and unattractive to the opposite sex, and there's nothing I want more.
If you ain't getting
kill it, kill it with fire.
Yep. Man, it's tough.
Oh, not anymore. God.
That's easy.
Yeah, kids these days. I'm telling you, they don't know. They don't know.
Yeah, not only porn, but like, yeah, you can like be like picky. I don't like that kind of porn.
You can be picky. You can have a preference.
That's right.
Yeah, we couldn't afford to have preferences.
What do you like? I don't know. What do you got? Yeah. Doesn't matter.
It needs to be a black male actor with a shaved head and a Hispanic female actress. He takes her from behind, and the backdrop is a neutrally colored wall. Thank you very much.
I bet you guys are.
Anything less than that is hardly pornography. I bet
you can Google for that.
Yeah, you probably can.
Rule 34. It exists.
Are you kidding? That's what he was watching this afternoon.
No comment.
Now, here's a question. Is there a rule34.com?
Oh, well, there's some Rule 34 forums.
There should be.
Because if not, fucking nail that. Get that domain.
What are you going to do? Sell advertisement for it?
Duh.
Yeah, there is a rule34.com.
Ah, all right.
And?
Is it porn?
It is, yeah.
It looks like a Tumblr page. It's actually,
it's porn.
It's a Tumblr page.
It does. Yeah, it is a Tumblr page.
All you got to say is it's Tumblr, and now you know it's porn.
It is cartoon porn.
A lot of it is cartoon.
Is it like hentai?
Oh, look, there's Scooby and Velma.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Margin Homer is another big one.
Oh, two Roombas.
Oh my god! Okay.
Oh, we're into Roomba porn now.
Rule 34, indeed.
Oh my god!
I think Alan is enjoying this too much. I'm just saying.
Oh boy!
If he goes quiet for a few minutes, we know he's staying on the Roomba porn.
God, we actually have topics.
Yeah,
we did, but. Topics.
But Roomba porn took over.
Wow, Dexter's mom
has got it going on.
You're cut off, Alan.
Ooh, I just found Jack Sparrow and Davy Jones. That's pretty good.
Tentacle porn.
Oh, just found the Scooby and Velma. That is not a particularly good one.
Read a sigh, everyone drink.
I'm sorry, this is too funny. Oh my god. You know, I never expected to be Rule 34 to be so damn funny. All right.
Alan's gone bye-bye, folks. See, you couldn't make Ghostbusters today.
No.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Ariel with a penis and flounder. Holy shit.
Do we have to publish this show?
Hell yeah.
I'm sorry, it's gone off the rails.
All right, let's bring it back.
I partially claim responsibility for
it. It's all your fault.
We'll just blame Jay.
It is. It's Jay's fault.
I did it.
Wow. So,
we're going to find out what Alan's refractory period is.
No, it's true.
At Alan's age, this podcast isn't long enough.
Come back next week.
Oh, Alan.
Okay, so...
What are you doing? You in the back room?
I was working on a belch.
Okay.
Thank you for coming back.
I'm glad you came to the microphone for it. That's my job of being the revolting bastard.
How about that Emmy Awards?
Oh, God.
I did not watch that.
I didn't watch it either.
Oh, don't worry. Nobody did.
Did anybody watch it?
Hey, yeah. According to the ratings, no.
The only reason I watch anything like that is for the dresses. I mean, I don't care what they have to say or what movie or show or whatever the fuck. I just want to see what they're wearing.
I want to lead into the Emmys with the, I mean, especially Alan, you being from Texas, did you by chance see like they held some sort of benefit for Hugo?
Hugo.
And it was
Harvey.
Hugo Harvey. Harvey.
Harvey.
Hugo whatever. Was like 20 years ago.
I forget. There's so many, they're coming so fast.
That Hurricane Gloria really packed a wallop.
I remember Hurricane Gloria.
I remember we got school off because of it.
Are you asking if they raised money?
There was a big fundraiser, and a whole bunch of like Hollywood lefties came out for it to raise money. And just, I remember the news just being like, I wasn't even actively seeking this shit out. So I don't know if you saw more of it being that you're local to it.
Nope.
But it seemed like every single one of these celebrities was kicking in, and they were like, oh yeah, this isn't about politics. I mean, there are a bunch of, you know, it is a red state, you know, blah, blah. Like they're all bringing up that Texas is not, you know, not aligned with them politically, even though they all, it would a say that this, you know, this was beyond politics, and then all have to mention it some way how Texas was not aligned with them politically, and then possibly get in a little dig about the whole like bullshit Hurricane Sandy relief thing where a whole bunch of various Democrat people threw their fucking, their little pet projects into it and just rolled it full of pork. And a bunch of people went, no, we're trying to do a hurricane relief. Stop putting your like rebuild this highway or make an elementary school named after Robert Byrd. and so it got, you know, a bunch of Republicans voted against it because it was a fiasco. It was deplorable behavior.
That got a lot of play down here in some of the more liberal TV stations where they and a lot of the, like the Houston Comical, which is a, you know, typical big city liberal rag. They ran that whole, you know, so suddenly Abbott likes socialism.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's funny because all those people that were like, oh, Texas is a red state. Oh, we know they deserved it. Do they not realize that Houston being the, depending on how you count the numbers, being the third or fourth largest city in the U.S. is as blue can be?
Mm-hmm.
But it's in Texas, so it doesn't count.
It's every big
city. Not only is it in Texas, but it's in the South.
Every big city in Texas is a Democrat cesspool. That's just how it is.
But you also forget that like New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago liberals think everything down south is deliverance.
Well, that's because it is.
It doesn't matter if it's fucking Austin, Texas, and they're insanely liberal and they're there for you, or if it's, you know, West Palm Beach, Florida, or all the different like super ultra liberal areas of Florida.
Right.
And all that. Nope. It's all a bunch of cousin humping rednecks playing banjo, drinking Miller Lite, and shooting guns.
Well, they still haven't forgiven Florida.
At people that are darker than them.
Yeah, they still haven't forgiven Florida for the hanging chads. So,
But again, it was all this like virtue signaling of the, oh, look at how much I'm helping out these cousin humping rednecks.
Who still won't vote for us?
Yeah. It was very similar to that whole, like, it was like every single statement had a little bit of the, oh yeah, you know, your virtue signaling. You don't give a fuck about Texas. No, you're perfectly fine with these fuckers, you know, getting their houses washed away, but your virtue signaling. This is earning you points with your elite. And then now leading into the Emmys, just more of the same of just the, oh, Hollywood elite, get together. And yeah, we're just going to be super. The nature of the Emmys is to tell the whole world how we hate Trump on daytime TV.
And why it's Trump's fault. because, you know, if he'd signed the Paris Accord, obviously the hurricane would have gone out to sea.
Yes. I like you say hurricane.
You know, it's funny to me that, you know, they have these award shows, which are bad enough. I mean, no other industry has an award show where it's televised to the world.
And let's face it, like,
but
it's also complete fucking bullshit.
Well, of course it is. But
like, I used to love the Oscars because I like movies. And then I suddenly realized that like the shittiest movies
it has nothing were, to do get,
were winning Oscars. And you had stuff like, you know, Lord of the Rings got no Oscars whatsoever until the last one where it got all the Oscars. Cause yeah, we didn't give it any Oscars. So it earned some Oscars.
But all that aside, okay. So you're supposedly having an award show and you're spending all your time, instead of talking about the movies and TV shows that won the award and the actors that won the award, you're spending all your time spewing all your bullshit about Trump and all this other stuff. They need to realize they're not winning by that strategy.
Right.
As a matter of fact, they're losing.
Yeah, the people,
ESPN is taking a shit.
Right.
Because they've gone. I mean, it's the same idea of the, you know, the whole line about music still on MTV. You know, people tune into ESPN to watch sports. If they want to watch fucking politics, they could turn to Fox News or MSNBC or whatever the fuck else they want to turn to. But when they want to watch sports, they want to watch sports. They want to watch a bunch of grown ass men playing a children's game and getting paid lots of money to do so. And then meanwhile, also the Rolling Stone magazine for sale. And there's a whole lot of talk about whether anyone's going to willing to buy that shit.
Oh, somebody will buy it.
And then it will die.
Some rich fucker will buy it.
They'll buy it, but then it'll just, you know.
No, it'll be like, what's his name in the Post? The Amazon guy?
Oh, Bezos. Elon Musk?
No, Bezos.
Oh, by Bezos. Bezos.
It'll be his little pet project.
I think it would be fun to run a newspaper.
Think about it. These guys, you know, billionaires. I mean, what's the budget of some newspaper? You know, a couple million.
Alan,
you
of all people would have at least got that movie reference.
What?
I think it would be fun to run a newspaper.
Don't know.
I'll give you a hint. It came out on your 15th birthday.
1864?
Citizen Kane.
That's right.
I was going to
say. Did you Google Citizen it, Jay? Kane.
No, I just knew the quote.
Nice. Yeah.
Did not come out on my 14th birthday.
Were you 20 by then?
Damn kids. I mean, yeah, so these people, they're you know, the people that are on their side are not swayed because they're already there. The people that aren't on their side aren't going to look at that and go, well, crap, I guess I've been wrong all this time. And the people in the middle, they don't want to see that crap either.
No. And again, what's the point of preaching to your fucking choir, especially given how savage your choir is? I mean, Clarissa the Teenage Witch just got fucking booed off of Twitter for bitching about the fact that her vacation was going to be canceled because of the hurricane.
I thought that was pretty tone deaf, though. That was pretty sad. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
That's your first thought? Oh, I'm a millionaire, but my vacation is getting canceled because of
But it was on Twitter. You're not allowed to think on Twitter. If you think on that's why I'm not on Twitter, because I blog.
Twitter is a cesspool.
Because I write nuance. But yeah,
that's offensive to cesspools.
Cesspools serve a purpose.
It's true. But yeah, but it's one of those like, she just said her vacation was canceled. Well, like, what are you going to say in like 150 characters? Like, do you have to go on to all of the, oh my goodness, I'm so concerned about the people that live on this island and all that. But at the same time, I put money down on a vacation and I can't go there now. I mean, it's just, again, they just want to eat their own. It's just the. You get in trouble for what you say, you get in trouble for what you don't say, and it does not matter. It's easier if you're liberal, but it's it does not mean that, like, if it's a slow news day for liberals, they gotta eat somebody. They gotta throw some virgin into the volcano.
Wait, there are virgins?
Yes.
Figuratively speaking.
Yes. And it's Clarissa the Teenage Witch.
I was going back to, you know, Rule 34 there.
Oh man, I was looking for there was a woman in Europe that maybe in, I think it was Germany. Crap. Now I need to find the story. Did y'all see the one?
Germany's definitely in Europe. I know that.
No, there was a woman who, went off on a tirade because some guy in a restaurant was wearing a Make America Great Again hat.
Ooh. In Germany?
I think it was in Germany. It was some European country. I think it was Germany. And she went, like, she just,
porn,
she just went off on a profanity filled, you know, you fucking racist asshole, fucking blah, 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 blah. She got really violent, and the guy's like, what are you yelling at me for? You know? And she just went off on him again and threw a drink at him and all this kind of stuff. And he's like, that's illegal. You can't do that. And one of his friends recorded it. And now the prosecutors are going to charge her with a hate crime, a politically motivated hate crime.
Good.
Oh, wow.
Isn't it funny when the laws they support end up hoisting them?
I know.
Especially the laws that they created that allow this to happen were the laws that they were going to tamp down the Nazis.
Yeah.
And it's the same ones as throwing comedians in prison for making gay jokes.
Well, they don't have a free speech. And,
yeah, most people don't.
Yep.
And a lot of these, you know, the liberals, that a lot of the stuff that goes on in the U.S., all these violent liberals and things they do would be completely illegal in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which I think is just funny.
Well, because I mean, it's along the lines of, oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, they don't realize that the very thing they're trying to get rid of, free speech, is what protects them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it floors me.
They don't realize much, though.
Yeah. When you see him saying how hate speech should not be protected. And yeah, I'm like, do you even listen to yourself? Because
yeah,
the person who enforces that is the guy you're calling literally Hitler.
Uh-huh.
Trump is the one who will be deciding what speech is or isn't protected because it's hate speech. You want to hand that to your worst enemy, a man you have compared to Hitler.
Oh, yeah.
You want Adolf Hitler deciding what you can and can't say under cover of, you know, without reprisal from the government. Think about that for a moment, please.
Well, that's why the whole Hillary losing was such a shock to them, because they never believed that they could lose. You know, they thought they had it locked up and everybody was on their side, and nope.
Oh, I think Hillary is still in shock that she lost. She can't understand it.
Well, I think Hillary has some sort of brain issue.
Well, that's great.
Oh, she certainly can't admit that she might have possibly been responsible.
No, mistakes are for little people.
Yeah, impossible.
It's all Bernie Sanders and the Russians and her people being stupid. Has she done that, by the way? Has she done the anti-gun thing, which is anti-gunners say, oh yeah, no, we're the more popular of the two sides, but the NRA's side is so motivated. Our side's super duper lazy and stupid.
No, like, I don't think she's done that.
Get them to say that all the time is the, oh, if you're the popular side of it, how come you keep losing elections and losing votes? Well, yeah, but our side doesn't get out and vote or get off their butt or turn off the TV.
Yeah, but they can't say that.
They do say that.
No, the liberals can't say that.
They do say that.
No, they can't.
They don't say it exactly like that, but They do say that their side lacks motivation.
Well, yeah, but they can't say what they really think, which is our voters are so stupid they can't figure out how to vote.
Well, we're back to the hanging chad.
That's only because they're too high to figure out how to open their door and step out on the sidewalk, and too paranoid to walk into a polling place because that's where you get there they get you.
That is where they get you.
Who's got the TV on in the background?
It's Mike. I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure out my new Skype and to mute myself, but they're telling me to pick a color and.
Are you profile. Playing a game of MASH?
No.
MASH? Like Clinger?
Time for a get-together.
Oh, there's another. You couldn't make MASH today.
No, you could not.
Spear Chucker Jones? Oh, yeah. My God. Are you kidding me?
Oh, and Clinger.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, no, he was not. I saw someone do a meme on Clinger saying something about transgendered and pointing out the fact that no. Klinger wasn't trans. Klinger was pretending to be a nut job.
Yep.
He was trying to get sent home.
Yes.
Because trans were nut jobs.
Yes.
Yes, they were.
And are.
Just like gays, but they couldn't have them sucking cock. which was Klinger's fatal flaw.
Yeah, that's why they would never send him home, because he wasn't actually.
That's right. If he just started nobbing Hawkeye, he would have been sent home.
Yeah,
he
would. Oh boy.
And if Alan that's Alda an entirely, isn't gay,
entirely different show. So.
At Rule 34.
I bet. Yeah, you know there is.
Oh man, Klinger and Hawkeye.
Don't even Google it.
Doing it right fucking now. There's no way I can't.
Klinger Hawkeye slash fic.
Oh no.
You know it exists.
It does.
Sure enough. Rule 34 wins. Rule 34 all always right. wins.
We're over time, guys.
Not yet.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not. 57 minutes and 30 seconds right now.
You're such a stickler.
I'm giving people their money's worth.
Oh, where's my?
Yeah, I noticed last week when I was listening to the show that the first thing I saw when I opened it up was that it was 1 hour and 2 minutes. And I went, ooh, 2 minutes of bonus.
Oh, my God.
You know,
can Rita, we talk about the violent shocking?
Yes, that's just what I was going to bring up.
Violent shocking. Also Rule 34, probably.
Yeah, it probably is.
Yeah. This is a Berkeley thing again. They're having all sorts of protests at Berkeley. You know, the right versus left and the Antifa during... you know, whatever. Anyway, so I guess one of the more right-leaning groups chalked with sidewalk chalk. I don't know what was said during the violent chalking, but the left thought it was racist and sexist and homophobic and anti-trans. Yeah, and
chalk is white.
Right. Oh, and chalk is white. Oh, my God. Right. Racist.
Totally.
And so somebody went on to Twitter and, oh, bless her heart, but she referred to it as violent chalking. Violent chalking.
That's, office yeah.
Of the ASUC Senator Juniper Angela. Juniper Angelica Cordova added 3 new photos. So they took, oh God. Yeah. Anyway, somebody chalked words on the pavement and the left is now referring to it as violent chalking.
Her name is Juniper Angelica.
Juniper Angelica.
Why don't they just call her Juniper?
I don't know. I don't know if it's she's actually a woman, born a woman, trans yeah, woman, Juniper. That's and,
thing with Berkeley, you don't know.
Anyway,
just call her Ginny because she's named after gin. So either her parents were alcoholics or she's stupid.
Yeah.
But brings up.
This is really a symptom of like first world problems. And
well, it's part of
special snowflake thing, because if you refer to chalk on the pavement, and it's chalk, it's not even permanent marker or paint, or it's fucking chalk that you can like hose off in 3 seconds. If you refer to that as violence, you have lived a very, very special life.
Yes.
Well, I would argue, I would say, yes, Brita, you are correct on that, or could be correct. We don't know what's inside her empty skull. Thank you very much. But I would argue also that it is the left is a culture of victimhood. Mm-hmm. And so the person who wins is the one that can check the most boxes at being the most oppressed and the most victimhood. You know, I mean, there's the ultimate line. You don't know what it's like to be blank. No, it's fucking impossible. If I'm not a black person or a woman or gay or transgendered or all that, no, I can't possibly know what it's like because I'm not one of those. And if I'm not one of those, I can never be one of those. And so therefore I can't know what it's like. But it's just one of those. It's just to shut you up. It's just to end conversation, not to start conversations. And I mean, that's the whole anti-free speech thing, is they just want to shut people up, because when people are allowed to talk, they lose elections. They lose elections, their bills get shot down and all that, because it's all juvenile mentalities. Bernie Sanders' whole, if we just tax the 1%. And then someone sits down and goes, if we tax the 1% at 100%, the top 1% of the United States at 100%, it won't even get a wet popcorn fart worth of what Bernie Sanders wants to promise everybody.
Nope.
Right.
Right.
You know, and so the whole point is, one, violent chalking is victimizing them. They're being traumatized. They're being attacked. They're being marginalized. Feel bad for us. Feel bad for us. Don't ever speak against us and call us a bunch of idiots, because we're victims.
Yes. Except on the same time, they attack people with actual violence.
Is when you say that writing "go home, you dirty hippies" on chalk is violence, then you can throw a Molotov cocktail at them.
Right.
And the bottom line is that's the reason why their uniform is dressing in all black with a mask over their face.
Like, I thought they were ninjas.
That's the Antifa uniform, is wear a mask over your face. Why? Because if someone takes a picture of you doing Antifa things, it makes it harder for them to throw you in jail. Because guess what? Doing Antifa things is stuff that will throw you in jail.
It's interesting how the left always gets violence wrong. Like, their whole anti-gun thing, more specifically, they don't want people to be able to, carry a gun. They don't want people to be able to defend themselves, because they can't tell the difference between violence and like offensive and defensive violence. They can't tell the difference between that.
Right.
And now, because if somebody attacks you and is going to kill you and you shoot them, both actions are violent. However,
right.
One is offense, one is defense. Anyway, but they somehow always get this violence thing wrong. And it's really interesting to me, because they're really getting it wrong again. You know, they call speech violence when somebody could insult me and say shit to me all day long. It doesn't actually hurt me. But then they commit violence and call it, I don't know what they're calling it. What are they calling it? They're calling it
mostly peaceful.
No, it's protesting.
protesting free speech, right?
Speaking truth to power.
They're protesting when they shatter store windows.
In what universe is burning cars and shattering businesses and looting a protest and not a riot?
Right.
But they will
burning
never.
Means
they
owned
will,
by minorities.
They will that, never
that
call it a
personal
riot.
Favorite.
Sorry, Jay. What?
The burning the limousine owned by a liberal minority. The protest in Boston.
Oh yeah.
There was a limousine on fire, and you come to find out.
I think that was Washington.
It's an immigrant. Was it Washington? I thought it was Boston.
Either way.
It may have been both. They've burned a lot of cars. They're very quick to point out that, we haven't killed anyone, and those evil Nazis did. Like, one lunatic, you know.
Yeah, except for the Black Lives Matter guys.
Oh, no, that's not Black Lives Matter, because it isn't racist.
Yeah, because he wasn't actually down with the protesters. He went up into the building to get his position while they were shouting, what do we want, dead cops? What do we want now? Then somebody shot three cops.
Five.
Yeah, shot five cops. Excuse me.
Yeah,
but that was mostly peaceful. Some dude in a fucking in a Dodge Challenger kills one person, and that is like the most violent act ever.
And it condemns not only the entire movement, but the entire political ideology that they have conveniently tagged with that movement.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and by the way, let's completely overlook, ignore, and hide the fact that the person that took out that permit is an Occupy Wall Street guy.
Yeah, Democrat.
Which last
That's
time
who,
I checked,
yeah. mm-hmm.
last time I checked, worked. Occupy Wall Street, not neo-Nazi.
And he worked for Obama's campaign.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, Elizabeth Warren has taken credit that she is the founder of Occupy Wall Street.
Yep.
Right.
Much like Al Gore was the founder of the internet, but still.
Yes.
Oh my God.
But she was busy occupying Wall Street from a teepee. You know?
She jumped in front of it. Well, you know, the Department of Homeland Security has decided that Antifa is a domestic terrorist.
Well, do you know why they've done that?
So what does that mean?
Nothing.
Nothing. Mm-hmm.
Well, then again, they also determined that Juggalos were domestic terrorists.
Yeah, but the Juggalos were happy about that.
Well, it's funny because that whole story is a lot like the McDonald's coffee lawsuit. You can find the true Juggalos fan by bringing that up because they're real quick to say, "Oh no, that was this." There was a gang that was calling themselves the Juggalos. It's not actually fans of the Insane Clown Posse. Much like if you bring up the McDonald's coffee lawsuit and somebody says, well, McDonald's had several warnings that their coffee was too hard, blah, blah, blah. That person is a lawyer. Done. Period. The only people I've ever heard defend $7 million for putting coffee in your own damn lap and spilling it are lawyers.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, and I just recently, I was bringing up on frivolous lawsuits. I forget what blog post, but it was back in my blog. But someone pointed out and actually had the links to the transcripts of she specifically went to this place because the other McDonald's nearer to her house would not, the coffee wasn't hot enough.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah. And again, if they had gone to put a tray of coffee into her car and it fell out of their hands and landed on her, still not $7 million, but yes, I can see, look, you know, their negligence caused this. She put the damn thing between her damn legs, period. It has no business being. You put a hot beverage in your lap while you're driving.
Her son was driving.
Was it?
Yeah, she was passenger.
Okay. Well,
that makes
still,
it even worse.
Yeah, why was she holding
it? Don't put a squishy cup of hot liquid between your legs.
No. Yeah, no kidding.
Not a good idea.
No.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it does make it worse because then you had both hands free. You could have held the damn thing.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah. We're way over.
We limped across the finish line.
We delivered some extra time.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, extra Alan.
Yep.
I just read a headline.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
The Marine Corps will get its first ever female infantry officer.
I saw that.
The woman, who has yet to be identified, had to complete one of the most grueling courses in military training.
Yeah.
Not like the old Corps, is it, Alan?
No.
Oh!
Well, yeah, of course. In the old Corps, this would have never happened. Okay. I'm gonna reserve judgment. If she actually completed the infantry officer course without them watering it down for her, then she deserves it. I mean, if she completed that course and they didn't give her extra points or bonus or anything like that, if she completed on her own merits, then she deserves to be a Marine officer.
I want to see her.
They're like, keeping her name. They're keeping her name confidential.
She's got to be like ripped.
Oh, she's got to be a badass. You know it. That is recognized as one of the hardest combat courses to go through. They routinely fail. I forget what the number is, but it's like 10 or 15% wash out like the first day. And,
wow.
And then they and more drop out all the time. So. I mean, it's not the SEALs or something like that, but
hell, I preemptively washed out by not ever applying.
Yeah, so I mean, more power to her. If she could do it, and the Marines didn't water it down, then I am proud of the Marines. If it comes out that they watered it down for her, then.
And where's your money going, Alan?
I'm betting they didn't water it down because they haven't yet. They've had several women go through that course and fail
And drop out. Yeah.
And drop out. They could have watered it down if they were going to already, and they didn't. So I suspect they didn't water it down, and I think she probably got it on her own merits. So, so good for them. You know, there's a lot of women that don't have the strength to do that kind of thing, but there are a lot of women that do. There's a lot of men that don't have up until now, all the people that have failed it have been men, you know, except for the, you know, five or six women that also tried. So, you know, there are some badass women out there that can do it. I have no doubt. They just have to find them.
And does this badass woman have a penis?
Don't ask, don't tell. Weird.
I don't think they do that anymore.
Yeah, that was only under the Clinton administration.
Well, you know, they also said that the transgender thing would not affect people that were currently in the service. So,
True.
It's entirely possible.
We shall see.
Yeah, we will.
Alan, when you were in the Corps, how did you identify?
Green.
Super green.
Yeah, that was actually funny. The Marine Corps was one of the last holdouts on racial integration when they started doing that, and they've done a complete 180, and they tell you right on the first day that they won't tolerate anything like that, and they said every one of you motherfuckers is green. You're either, you may be light green, you may be dark green, but you're green. So. Anyway.
Okay.
I think it's time to put the internet to bed.
Yep. I think so too.
Internet, right. It's past your bedtime. Yeah. It's time for you to be tucked in. We'll read you a story.
Put the porn away.
Actually, I got to tell one quick thing. I should post it up on my blog just to get it up there. But, last night I came to bed and my daughter has recently been saying, no, don't turn out my light. Just leave my light on. I'm going to read books.
Uh-oh.
And I came in and she was reading the complete works of Beatrix Potter. So this big hardcover book, and she'd fallen asleep on top of it.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww. And I'm like, oh, I got my phone in my pocket. Click.
Oh, good.
Put the boat. But
post it.
take the book, put it away, and then tucked her back in.
Cute.
But yeah.
I approve.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. She likes her books. We'll probably go to the library tomorrow. We got some books due.
Good.
Jewish books too.
Wow.
She just grabs the stuff from the display, and there was a whole lot of like Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur.
Oh, okay.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I appreciated it because it's one of those, like, I don't actually know a whole lot about these holidays, and they're kind of the big ones.
Yeah, it was, they were talking about that because I had a couple of conference calls with the project team in Israel today, and they were talking about, the calendar. It's not 2017 there. It's like the year 5,000 something.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
So I was like, so how is the future? they didn't think that was funny.
No, they didn't.
There's still Israel in the future. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
All right. Good night, Internet.
Okay.
Good night, Internet.